Hi, welcome to Youth English. I'm Peter.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。Hey, Sam, try this fried chicken. It's delicious. It's juicy.
Aw, Peter, come on. You know I'm on a diet, and I can't eat things like fried chicken, anything with high fat in it. You're torturing me. This is like pouring salt in my wound.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's okay. I think I need to go outside and eat my carrots.
All right. 在刚才的对话当中，我跟 Sam 说呢， Sam 尝尝我刚买的这个炸鸡，非常的好吃。不仅仅的味道好极了，而且呢，它的肉质呢非常的 juicy， 非常的嫩。看到 Sam 的眼神呢是特别想吃，但是呢 ，Sam 跟我说到说 ，Peter， 你知道我在节食，我不能吃任何油炸的或者高脂肪的那些食物，所以呢非常遗憾。对 Sam 来讲呢，看到别人吃炸鸡，就像说呢 ，pour salt into his wound， 表示说在他的伤口上呢撒盐。他本来呢是一个比较馋的一个人，如果在他面前吃东西，同时还不让他吃的话，他会非常的难受，那么就可以我们昨天讲到的 idiom rub or pour salt into the wound. Well, so that was the idiom we learned yesterday. And what about today's idiom?
Well, today's idiom is same old, same old. Same old, like S-A-M-E, the same, and old, O-L-D, same old, same old.
那么今天的 idiom 有两部分构成，但是这两部分呢都是完全一样，它是一个Repeat 是一个重复 ，the same old, same old 翻译成中文也非常的简单，同样的老。For example, we are the same old, we're the same age.
Yeah, so I look at you, and I look at myself, say, oh, same old, same old.
那么是不是说两人互相看了一眼之后呢，说我们俩的年龄都是一样的 ，same old？ 在生活当中，是不是用这个意思来表达 same old and same old？
Well, let's put in the conversation.
Okay, good. 就是 how are you? Same old, same old.
Hey, is that you, Sam?
Yeah, hey, Peter, long time no see.
Right, I didn't expect to see you at the airport.
So, it's like 10 years since I left this city, and so it's great to see you.
Yeah, good to see you, too.
So, how is everything going?
Well, you know, the same old, same old. Still living in the same apartment, same job, and I never got that promotion.
Oh. So,
yeah, same position. Drive the same car. Yeah, everything's pretty much the same, but, there is something new.
So what is it?
Well, I stopped drinking low-fat milk and started drinking regular milk.
All right. Low-fat is no good for health.
Yeah. So other than that, yeah, pretty much the same old, same old.
Nothing exciting.
How about you?
Same old, same old.
Well, it sounds like we're both pretty boring.
Yeah, boring people.
Well, good to see you.
那么刚才的对话呢，我们模拟了一个场景，我在机场呢，突然遇到了我很久没有见到的朋友 Sam， 大概呢有10年没有见面了。然后呢，问 Sam 一句话，说是最近你一切如何呀 ？Sam 用到了我们今天讲到的 idiom， same old, same old。那么通过刚才的情景呢，我们知道和一个人的年龄没有任何的关系，不是说我们俩同样的一个年龄段，而是说呢一切照旧，一切都是老样子。那么 same old。Same old. 大家注意呢，这个句子呢一定要 repeat. Same old, same old.
Yeah. I think a lot of times we cut off the D,at least for, I think, maybe American speakers. Like they say same old, same old, because you say it kind of fast, and you kind of cut out that D. So it's that same old, same old. You got to slow down and pronounce it a little bit better to get the full D. But if you just cut out the D, you could say it really quick. Same old, same old.
那么同时在口语当中呢，我们说的 same old, same old, 这是我们一个标准的读法，但是在口语当中那个 D 往往呢会什么吞进去， same old, same old, 能够听出来没有任何的问题。那么大家在这个仔细的了解一下 Sam 说最近十年究竟发生了什么事情，还是说呢一切照旧呢，他说呢还在老的房子在住，没有搬家，同时呢还在原来的公司上班。另外让我们觉得非常遗憾的是呢，没有任何的升迁的机会，这让 Sam 比较郁闷的事情。他还开了十年前的那辆车，他的品味啊，他的习惯也没有什么变化，但是只有一点，他从原来的脱脂牛奶变成了现在的全脂牛奶，这是他十年当中唯一的一个变化。所以呢，通过刚才的这个对话呢，我们知道 Sam 也是一个 a boring person。 从 Sam 问我 Peter 你有什么新的变化没有，我说也是什么 same old same old， 也没有什么样的变化，还是跟老的样子一样，没有任何新的一个突破。那么这种情况下，我们可以我们今天讲到的 idiom same old same old。
So actually, this idiom comes from, like, if you say something has no change, then you say, yeah, it's the same old thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another way of saying it, the same old thing. But in more like a colloquial way, it's just same old, same old.
那么另外一个说法叫 same old thing, 同样也是一个词组或者 idiom 表示说一切是老样子的一个英文的表示方法 the same old things.
Yeah, so you can see kind of where it comes from.
Mm-hmm. So could you give us more examples using same old, same old?
Yeah, so, you know, people ask all the time in English, oh, how you doing? And there's a lot of different circumstances, whether we haven't seen each other for a long time,
mm-hmm.
or, well, we just, that's the typical question we ask, even if we see each other every week.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the go-to reply. If nothing has changed, instead of saying, oh, yeah, things are pretty good, or, oh, yeah, things are all right, you could say, yeah, same old, same old. No changes, not much to talk about.
Mm-hmm. 那么这个意思呢，不仅仅是指呢很久没有见的朋友，同时呢，比如说你们俩几乎说每隔几天都见面，哪怕是每天都见面呢，也可以用这个 same old, same old 来表示说最近这一天没有任何的新的情况，没有任何好的消息，等同于说 nothing happens, nothing exciting, 表示说一切跟原来是没有任何变化呢，它有很多的表示方法，比如我们今天讲的 same old, same old, 以及呢 nothing happened, or nothing exciting happens.
Yeah. Well, I think we had an idiom a while back, it was like running a rat race.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if someone asks you, hey, how are things going, you can say, well, you know, just running the same old rat race.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another way, just to emphasize that it's pretty mundane, no changes in your life.
Routine things happening every day.
Exactly.
另外一个idiom表示说每天照旧的去做事情的话呢 running rat race, 就像一个老鼠呢踩着一只轮子呢每天不停的旋转，它没有任何的变化，就是它的步伐它的节奏都是一样的。那么 running rat race 也表示说same old, same old, 所以我们做一个简单的总结，表示说一切照旧的话有 same old, same old, nothing happens, running rat race.
Yep, that's right.
Well, that's it for today's idiom, and now let's go to part two, book study.
Okay, so we're going to talk about the same old thing, or are we going to talk about a new topic?
Of course, going to be a new topic for today.
Okay, great.
And it's a car and technology.
Car and technology, okay, both things that I like.
You know, the car and the technology, they are closely associated today.
Well, yeah, of course. You see cars with more and more high technology. First, you know, if you had a tape player in your car, that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then CD players, now you have GPS, navigation systems, cameras, all sorts of high-tech airbags in cars. Yeah, they're really getting high-tech.
Of course. And today we're going to talk about a new technology. It's a brand new and give you a surprise. Sometimes a good surprise, sometimes is a lucky or bad surprise.
Are the cars like driving themselves or flying?
Well, let's see.
Okay.
那么今天呢，我们将谈论汽车和科技。我们知道汽车和科技呢，它们两个呢是紧紧相连的。现在的汽车当中充满了一些高科技的元素，比如我们刚才提到的 GPS， 有其他的一些发动机的技术，都跟我们现在的科技呢有着密切的联系。今天呢，我们将谈论一件跟汽车有关的一个 technology， 它的这个技术呢，完完超出了我们的想象。那么究竟是什么样的一个 technology？ 那么下面我们 Sam 就给大家做一个。不是很详细，但是说让大家能够了解一个基本概念的一个 story.
And so before we go to the story for today, and now let's check vocab first.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Today's first word for hit the books is custody. Custody. C-U-S-T-O-D-Y. Custody.
今天的第一个单词 custody 翻译成中文是拘留或者是呢托管。
Next is the word implicate. Implicate. I-M-P-L-I-C-A-T-E. Implicate.
第二个单词 implicate 翻译成中文是使某人卷入到一件事情当中，特别的是一个案子当中 ，a case or criminal case.
Yeah. Next we have hit and run. Hit and run.HIT-AND-RUN, hit and run.
接下来的词组 hit and run 翻译成中文是肇事逃逸。
Next we have consciousness. Consciousness. C-O-N-S-C-I-O-U-S N-E-S-S, consciousness.
Consciousness 翻译成中文是指我们人的意识，比如说我们人一旦呢出现了一些比较极端的情况呢，可能会 lose consciousness, 失去我们的意识。
Next we have the word dispatcher, D-I-S-P-A-T-C-H-E-R, dispatcher.
Dispatcher 翻译成中文是指车辆的调度员，或者说一个信息的调度员，叫 dispatcher.
Next we have the word deny. Deny. D-E-N-Y. Deny.
接下来的单词 deny 翻译成中文是否认。
Next we have the word tattle. Tattle. T-A-T-T-L-E. Tattle.
Tattle 翻译成中文是告密。
Like a tipping. Tattle, yeah, it's kind of a cute way of saying that you tell on someone else. So if you tattle, then you're a tattletale. So don't be a tattletale. That means, hey, don't tell. Like, for example, children use this a lot. Hey, mom, Sam, do this, do that bad thing. Then they become a tattletale.
那么在生活当中这个 tattle 往往后面跟一个是 tattletale 表示一个人告密。那么这种告密呢，不是说我们非常严重的告密，而是说这个同学之间、孩子之间相互的跟父母、跟老师之间告密 tattletale.
Next we have the word collision. Collision. C-O-L-L-I-S-I-O-N. Collision.
Collision 翻译成中文是撞击，它可以指呢汽车之间发生碰撞之后的一个动作 collide。那么它的名词呢是 collision。
Next we have pair with. Pair with. Pair here is P-A-I-R. Pair with.
Pair with 表示呢一个东西和另外一个东西呢相匹配、相配对。Pair with。比如说我们现在的汽车基本上呢都配有一个 GPS。那么这种情况也就是说 the car is paired with GPS system.
Yeah, and now you hear it a lot with Bluetooth, like your phone can pair with your Bluetooth headphones, or your phone can pair with your Bluetooth GPS system in your car. So that, not just like clothes, the tie is paired with the shirt or whatever, it can be used in a lot of different situations, including like Bluetooth.
那么我们现在的汽车当中，我们的汽车可以跟我们的手机呢联系起来，那么这个动作呢可以用这个 pair with. Your car is paired with your cell phone.
Next and lastly, we have pass out. Pass out. P-A-S-S out. O-U-T.
最后一个词组 pass out 翻译成中文是晕倒过去。
So if you pass out, you can use the word we used consciousness earlier, then you're not conscious because you passed out.
Pass out 这个词组呢还可以用我们刚才讲到这个词 consciousness 前面加一个 lose 来表示 lose consciousness 表示失去意识，就等同于我们最后一个词组 pass out. Alright, let's go to the story. So what happens in today's car story?
Okay.A Florida woman was reportedly arrested and placed into custody last week after her car implicated her in at least one alleged hit-and-run incident. You read that right. According to reports from Chicago's ABC 7 and West Palm Beach, Florida's ABC 25, a car driven by 57-year-old Kathy Bernstein automatically called 911 to report a crash.The call was part of a safety feature designed to help first responders locate people who may have lost consciousness after accidents. That seems to have given dispatchers all the information they needed to pinpoint the location of the vehicle and find the alleged hit-and-run driver without ever having to talk to a person. In fact, talking to a person didn't help at all. In an audio clip of a 911 call obtained by the Florida station, Bernstein denied to a skeptical dispatcher that there had even been an accident at all. The report said the car that tattled on its owner was a Ford. Police in Port St. Lucie, Florida, did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Alan Hall, a spokesman for Ford, said that the company hadn't heard of 911 assist being used in this way.But he said from reports he had heard about the Florida incident. It seems that the emergency call feature worked exactly like it was supposed to. The vehicle was in a collision, and it called 911 through the driver's phone, which was paired with the car. When the driver did not respond to the operator, the car appears to have taken over and provided the operator with the information needed to locate the vehicle. That could have been a lifesaver if the driver had been unresponsive after passing out behind the wheel.
今天的故事一开始呢提到了一位在佛罗里达的一位妇女 Well, we know Florida is in the US. 那么她发生了一件非常荒唐的事情，她自己的车给她举报了，原因呢她涉入一件呢肇事逃逸的案件。我们知道呢，往往这种比如说出现了交通事故呢，是别人或者警察给你举报，路人或者其他的一些监控设施呢来举报了这位司机。但是今天的故事当中，这个故事非常的蹊跷，是他的自己的汽车举报了他自己的 driver。 So why this happens so weird?
Yeah, it is, but I like the wording here. It says it's implicated her in at least、
mm-hmm.
one alleged hit and run accident. So maybe there have been others、
mm-hmm. maybe two or three.
Yeah,
that's possible.
We don't know, but this one for sure we know has happened.
那么同时呢，文中一开始用到了一个词 implicate， 让他卷入到一个什么什么什么当中。这个单词呢，在我们刚才讲解词汇的时候呢，已经谈到了 implicate somebody into something. You read that right. 翻译成中文呢，你仔细听好了。
Yeah, so it sounds kind of crazy, right? So you think of, what? Did I read that right? What, her car implicated her in a hit and run? Yes, we read that right.
那么大家仔细听，看看究竟发生了什么样一件让我们觉得很好玩又觉得不可思议的一件事情。
So the driver is a 57-year-old. Her name is Kathy Bernstein, and she automatically, even though she wasn't aware of it, automatically called 911 to report a crash.
那么她的汽车呢发生了一件事故，那么她的汽车呢自动的给美国的911打了一个电话。我们知道呢，出现事故之后都是司机打电话给911来进行求救，但是呢她的汽车自动的给这个911自动的发了一个信息。
Yeah, now this is a safety feature, and now her car is a Ford, but I'm sure there's a lot of other makers that produce this kind of car feature. So the safety feature is designed because if you get in a really serious accident and you lose consciousness, then you're not able to give 911 a call. So this is actually a really, really great safety feature.
那么其实呢，这是现在这个汽车当中不是说非常罕见或者非常少有的一件安全的一个装置，它是一个 safety feature。它主要呢是帮助这司机，如果发生事故之后呢，如果这个司机失去意识之后，他的汽车的能够主动发出一个求救信号，那么收到信号的人能够马上的能进行回应，同时呢找到这个出事的这辆汽车和这个司机，这是一个非常实用或者非常好的，或者说呢能够起到救命作用的一个 safety feature.
Yeah, and without even having to talk to a person, they canpinpoint the location of the driver or the vehicle. So it might be through GPS of the car or maybe GPS of the user's cell phone.
Well, I think the GPS, because GPS is connected with satellite,
right,
and that would be easier for the 911 to locate the car.
Yeah, right. But it seems like her car, well, the reason how it gave a call was because her car was paired with her cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
So also cell phones, we know, most modern cell phones have a GPS in it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So they could see, oh, where the call came from.
Well, I think the impact caused the collision is so powerful,
yeah,
so it can activate the cell phone. So that's my understanding of how the safety feature worked in this situation.
Yeah, if the cell phone is paired with the car.
Because,
you know, you can have a choice to pair your phone with your car or not. So if it's not paired, then maybe it won't be able to give 911 a call.
那我刚才理解一下这个情况是怎么发生的。往往呢，车发生事故之后呢，会发生一个很大的撞击。如果说这个撞击程度达到了一定的标准，它可能会启动车上的手机的自动发出这个信号的一个装置。那么这个信号呢，就会自动的发到这个911这个信号台。那么他收到信号之后呢，很快的能够把这个信息发给附近的警察，警察呢或者是这 ambulance 会迅速的到场来营救这个出事的一个司机。
But you know what, there was an interesting audio clip、because this woman, well, she didn't own up to her little hit and run there. She actually denied it. But the dispatcher, of course, is very skeptical. Here she got this emergency reading from her car or distress signal, and she gives the woman a call, and the woman's like, no, nothing happened. So that's why we could say the dispatcher was very skeptical, like, what's going on?
那么在今天的故事当中出现了一个非常蹊跷的事情，接线员呢收到了一个求救的信号，但是呢车的车主却否认任何事情发生了，他说我的车没有问题，没有发生任何的事故。对于这个接线员来讲呢，他会认为呢这个司机可能会撒谎了。
So I like this. The car tattled on its owner.
Mm-hmm.
So the owner's trying to deny it, but here the car is saying, no, 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 she did it.
那么经过警察的调查呢，发现了的确呢，这辆车发生了事故，他的汽车把他的主人给举报了。Tattled on its owner. 因为呢，无论这司机怎么去狡辩或者说去否认这件事情发生，但是呢，警察所获得的这些数据完全能可以证实呢，这个事故的确发生了。同时呢，在这个发生当中，可能有其他的受害人，可能说他撞到了某人。那么这个事情很快就能确定 ，it happened, the accident did happen.
Now Ford is the one who made this car, and they came out and said, well, they've never heard of this feature being used in this way, but they're probably pretty impressed. Like, hey, yeah, it works exactly like it should.
对于汽车的厂家。福特来讲呢，他认为这是一个 a surprise， 是一个惊喜，因为他们在设计这个系统的作用的或者目的的时候呢，是想帮助那些出事的这个司机呢，能够迅速的获得援助。但是呢，在今天的故事当中呢，这个 safety feature 却呢举报了这个司机。那么这是一个等于说呢意外的一个惊喜 ，a surprise to the Ford company。同时他也说到 ，it seems the emergency call features work exactly like it was supposed to。
So Ford's impressed with their little invention there, their technology. So what happened was, the vehicle was in a collision. It called through the driver's phone. It called 911 because the phone was paired with the car.
Mm-hmm.
So the car, through a Bluetooth connection, was able to call through this woman's phone.
Mm-hmm. 那么通过警察的调查呢，我们知道那个车呢的确发生了撞击。然后呢，这个车呢通过这个司机的手机呢，把这个信号呢发给了警察。
So like you mentioned, you're right. Is the car's GPS because the driver didn't actually respond at first to the operator, so the car took over and provided the operator with all the necessary information to pinpoint her location.
一般情况下呢，发生事故之后呢，我们的司机会下车去看看自己的车或者撞到了其他的人，以及呢自己车所受到损失。同时呢，他会给保险公司和警察打电话。但如果说发生撞击之后，他没有打任何电话的话呢，那么这辆车对不起，就会被这个系统整个的 GPS 它的一个掌控的系统被什么 take over 被掌控了。如果你不打电话，它系统会自动的会打出一个电话，把这个电话呢打给相关的警察呀，或者消防队呀，以及呢911。
So the system's pretty impressive, but it's kind of a tattletale for those people who hit and run because now they can't get away with it.
It should be okay, like a driver, like you and me, we feel the safety features is beautiful.
Yeah.
But like the criminal, they don't like it.
No, no, no. Now hit and runs, well, there's no trying to get away from it.
那么对于一个一般的司机来讲呢，我们认为这个系统呢是非常好的，它能够解决我们在非常困难的时候呢，能够帮助我们找到一个援助的一个途径。但是对于一些居心叵测的人来讲，或者一些有一些邪恶目的的人来讲了，那么这个系统能够非常迅速的告诉他在什么地方可能发生什么样的事情。所以呢，这个系统对于我们整个的司机的安全来讲是一个非常好的一个 design。 I think the safety feature is marvelous. Great.
Yeah, great feature, great feature.
As the story pointed out, it's a life saver.
For sure.
文中提到它是一个救命的这么一个设置。如果说这个系统能在我们国内在中国安装的话，我认为是一个很好的一件事情。 And, but there's a condition. If it is a life saver, if the driver had beenunresponsive after passing out behind the wheel.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you get in a car accident, maybe you are conscious, but you're just pinned, or in some, like, position where you can't get to your phone, or maybe your phone was damaged.
Right.
So this way, it still is helpful, even if you are conscious, but maybe unable to move for some reason.
那么刚才我们讲到了这个系统，它能起到一个救命的作用，特别呢，是指那个发生事故之后，有些司机呢，他的胳膊和腿不能动了，或者呢，他的整个意识呢，去完全的丧失了。这种情况下，他需要迅速的打出一个电话。那么这种电话呢，我们知道那种情况下的司机是无法打出去的。但是系统如果说当时能够迅速的打出电话的话，对于这个司机来讲是一个救命的一个电话 ，is a life saving phone call. All right, so that's it for today's first part of a technology in the car.
Okay.
And time's up. See you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. Hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM 774以及听听 FM 上收听。
The place, the dozen thorns, the sorries and the take-backs lay silent in her folded hands and
北京外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6点半，北京外语广播。
一二三，起！
不用磨皮美白，不用修出锥子脸，微笑就是我最好的自拍辅助神器。
微笑不需要理由，微笑可以传染，千百万人的微笑组成了一座城市的表情，我们一起让北京笑起来。
好，准备啊，来笑一个，哎，对对，保持住。
Backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take that body downtown. I say you're the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on.Play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I.
Tell you all the time, heaven is a place on